saying good morning to you, the region and the world. If you are on 95.1, 105.7, 97.5, good morning and welcome. Sat Telecom's Mapping 2K4. The pleasure is mine in the morning. This is the Hot Set. The report out of the Ministry of Labor seemed to be continuing to take center stage this week. Of course, the report came as a result of concerns by Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit that there may be a racketeering taking place in the Ministry of Labor. He's asked the Labor Commissioner to fix the problem. Fix the problem, he said. And of course, every other conversation you have in the city this week is about this labor report, which I imagine was leaked out and found its way to the hands of the press. On the line at this time with me this morning is the Shadow Minister for Legal Affairs with the opposition, Mr. Joshua Francis. I want to ask him this morning, what does he make of what he heard in that report? Is there a need for concern, Mr. Joshua Francis? Good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt, and good morning to your listeners.
Good morning. How concerned is the opposition about this report?
Well, Matt, as you said, there is an alleged concern. Well, let's put it this way. There is a report out there, and there are several serious allegations. And if these allegations are true, in the interest of the public, in the interest of every Dominican, there's an urgency in calling for a commission of inquiry. A commission of inquiry can be set up under the Commission of Inquiry Act of Dominica. After all, serious allegations have been made, and if that is true, it is only right that we have an inquiry to ascertain the veracity of such allegations and to make the necessary recommendations to take further action. But at this point in time, Matt, as you said, you know, it's a report which has been leaked out, so we do not know for sure the certainty of such allegations. But from what we're hearing, that appears to be very serious.
It appears to be serious, and you call it allegations. Maybe you don't have a copy of the report, so you would recognize that it must have come from the minister or ministry of labor. But because the report is actually stating that the prime minister is suspecting racketeering, and racketeering, you'd understand, Mr. Joshua Francis, is a serious thing.
Well, yes, very serious, Matt. I mean, racketeering is a criminal act. And as I said, if that is true, clearly some action must be taken in the interest of the people of Dominica.
All right. I suspect it's one you'll continue to watch, Joshua.
Well, we have to watch. I mean, that is why we are parliamentarians. We operate in the interest of the people. We're interested in governance, we're interested in transparency, we're interested in accountability. And the position of the United Workers Party Team Dominica is that some form of inquiry must be taken in the interest of the people. Because we are hearing about our passports, we are hearing about public servants who have been given the responsibility to act in our best interest. And it appears to me, based on what I'm hearing, some people are making money out of activities which they ought not to have been involved in. And that is why we are saying that a commission of inquiry may be the most reasonable thing to take place.
How soon would you want that to happen?
Well, as soon as an independent commission of inquiry should take place, Matt. based on what we are hearing. An independent commission of inquiry, more so.
All right, but break it down, if you will, when you're suggesting an independent commission of inquiry. What do you think that entails?
Well, Matt, from what I'm hearing, and of course you and Mr. John Baptiste have been discussing this report, which allegedly has been leaked out. And the Labour Commissioner was called to fix what was termed by the Prime Minister as concerns, and that he has evidence that some people are involved in racketeering.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if something is contaminated, you do not want an actor in the contaminated process to be the investigator. You do not want actors within the Division of Labour to be responsible to investigate themselves. You want to get persons outside of the Division of Labour to investigate these allegations. And the Commission of Inquiry Act of Dominica allows the President to set up a commission to investigate any activity within the public service in the interest of Dominica to determine whether there is any wrongdoing. That Commission of Inquiry would then make the necessary recommendations, and the government of Dominica would act accordingly in the interest of our people.
But you can't speak for the government, neither the Prime Minister or the Minister of Labour. But we haven't heard, Joshua, any statements just yet on this report, which I find, kind of interesting.
Well, Matt, probably you should make an effort to contact one of the ministers, mostly the Minister of Legal Affairs, if not the Prime Minister, to speak to the matter. And that is why a number of questions have been raised, because it's over a week since that matter has been in the public domain,
mm-hmm.
and we have not heard from the Minister of Legal Affairs, Labour and Immigration. So probably a direct effort should be made to get a point of view from him. Is it that this is not true? Is it that the minister feels that he needs not respond to your calls? And Mr. John Baptiste calls, the public call, because I've been listening to the public, and clearly the public is being more than reasonable in discussing a matter of that nature.
Okay, Mr. Joshua Francis, again, we'll be making contact with you as soon as more information becomes available from the government. But thank you very much. We do appreciate your response this morning, and we will be watching like you are this morning. We'll continue to watch.
Always my pleasure, Matt. And have yourself a pleasant day.
Have a great one.
Thank you.
A call for a public inquiry, commission of inquiry. Too many questions. No answers. Good morning. Hello.
Matt, good morning.
To you, sir.
Mr. Skerrigan declared that he is well, but he cannot declare or deny that report from this Labour Commissioner. This is a red herring, and I'm very curious to see how it will be resolved, and I'll be listening attentively. Good morning.
Do you think that we need an inquiry at this time? Hello, talk to me.
Good morning, Mr. Pelty. How are you today?
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. Matt, if a report forwarded to the Prime Minister, he having read the report and concluded that there was, how you describe it?
A racketeering. No, you have it in reverse. Let me explain something to you. This report came as a result of concerns from the Prime Minister. Let me read the first paragraph to you. Maybe you missed it in this report. Sir, please ignore previous report dated January 5th, 2015, as it was an unedited draft erroneously dispatched. Caption matters refer. As you may recall, during your visit to my office on December 19th, 2014, accompanied by the ministers Colin McIntyre and Mr. Reginald Ostrey, you expressed the following concerns and requested information from me regarding those concerns. According to you, meaning the Prime Minister, you had information and evidence which indicates that staff of the Division of Labor and Immigration was involved in what you described as racketeering of visas, work permits. You indicated that while you could investigate and have persons arrested, you are giving me the chance to investigate to fix it. The Prime Minister was aware, is aware of what's going on, and he's asking the Labour Commissioner to fix the problem. Do you get it now, sir?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
My thing here was that I would have thought that the Prime Minister then, rather than asking the Labour Commissioner to fix the matter, would have forwarded a report to the Director of Public Prosecutions as well as to the head of CID and the Commissioner of Police for follow-up action if he was serious about taking any action.
Mm-hmm.
Because sending back and asking the Labour Commissioner to fix the matter, he is not serious about doing anything. Thank you, gentlemen. That's just my comment for
thank you. Thank you very much this morning. I'll get in touch with the opposition, Lila. Let me hear his take. I haven't even heard him just yet. Hello, talk to me. Hi.
I say praises, thanks, blessings, and glory to all those wicked humanity. Mr. Pelton, blessings to your family, sir.
To you, sir.
Thanks for you on Carlisle again. I give him thanks. Matt, my suspicion even raised having a discussion with a brethren yesterday, and we were saying, what if that is another diversionary tactics, moving away from all the burning issues?
Are you suggesting, sir, that this is not a burning issue? This is one of the biggest issues, I think, for the year. You suggest, what do you think is more important than this at this time?
But you did not listen, I tell you, although this is a burning one.
Oh, okay.
It's not just hot.
No. The fact you said we tried to sidetrack, I don't see this as sidetracking at all.
Matt, it would not be on your behalf for Carlisle. I am just saying, what if the minds of these people are so warped, so twisted, Matt, or so sinister and diabolic, devilish, Matt? I am not putting it beyond the reach of these people to say, let us throw it out in the public so it will have people preoccupied and overlooking other issues which they need to nail us to the cross for.
Well, I don't know if I agree with you totally this morning, blessings, but you may be right. Hello, talk to me. Hello.
Yes, good morning to you, Matt, and good morning to you, listeners. We should not, this one should not be swept underneath the carpet. We should continue to speak about it. We should continue to express our views. We should continue to ask for an inquiry. We will not get an inquiry. You know why, Matt? As one of your callers say, if that is the case, the Prime Minister could have easily put that in the hands of the police and asked them to investigate the matter. The mere fact that you are asking the gentleman to go back and do his homework, it means that the Prime Minister has no intention of having an inquiry, because ministers in his cabinet will be implicated, Matt. And
but
he's going to cause his downfall of his cabinet with that one. Matt, Matt, that's a serious matter, you know. Matt, remember, the Prime Minister already called the police to investigate matters. Look at when they said Lennox Clinton had the Prime Minister personal document and so forth, and Henry Babs Dyer on the IPO. The police had all of the information before them, and they were investigating the matter. When they found out it was Tony Astafan, Matt Bram, everything was swept underneath the carpet. You think that we're going to get redress in that one? The Americans have to step in, Matt. The people overseas, the Americans. America, are you listening to us? Come to our rescue. Too much bubble in the country.
Good morning. Hello. Talk to me.
Good morning, Matt.
Yes.
Matt, you know, I'm listening to this report and the reaction to it, and bearing in mind some of the things that have been said, or most of the things that have been said in there, I really believe that ordinarily in most civilized societies, one of two things would likely have happened. One, if you have a police service that is trustworthy and reliable, you would call them in to investigate. Or it may be better than that, is to have a public inquiry where you could have independent commissioners or whoever that are looking into this matter. But it is clear that there is a very serious situation taking place as far as the Ministry of Labor, and in particular this visa Haitian situation. And I just think it is just reasonable that we should, the public should continue to demand an inquiry into it. I don't know if we're going to get it, but at least we should. I mean, it's a reasonable thing to do, and I think reasonable people as we are should be asking for one. Thank you.
All right. Hello. Talk to me here.
Mr. Pelty.
Mm-hmm.
I was going somewhere, but you just cut me off. I was just going somewhere.
No, I'm just telling you that, and I'll say it again, blessings, I don't know if I totally agree with you this morning, but you can continue to express your view. We can agree to disagree. Go ahead.
I'm not trying to discredit your efforts and Carlisle, you know, my brother.
No, I'm not saying that. I think you're getting me wrong. I'm saying that we can agree to disagree, but this thing about, a sidetracking issue, I don't know if I totally agree with you this morning. But again, continue to express yourself.
Yes, sir. Matt, that is where, and I was telling you when you spoke about putting it in the hands of the police, and I tell you the police have already taken it away from the police and put it in his hands because he's judge, jury, and executioner. So, Matt, if the brother was serious, as one call alluded to, you get the police involved. First of all, you ask for some investigation to be done. You're not telling the brother who is employed as the labor commissioner. You're giving him a chance to investigate and fix it. So, Matt, could it be that he will be implicated or other people closely affiliated with him, Matt, will be implicated? So the brother, no, remember the brother say he know. He have evidence or information about people that could be arrested involving in racketeering. And then you're not giving it to the authority that it's charged for that particular crime you are alleging. You are asking the Labor Commissioner, my brother, to investigate it and clean it and fix it. So why not the police?
No, but you're making a very significant point there, blessings. If you know the problem, and you've already said that if you investigate, some persons would be arrested, so you know what's going on, so the best thing to do is to send in the police, tell the police what you know, because, you know, from my reports to the commissioner himself, labor commissioner may be implicated, so you have to make a wide sweep. Get the police involved. Get some independent people out of the labor ministry to investigate this.
That's it, because look, you hear the brother saying people have accused him falsely. So many malicious accusations have been made against him as the labor commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
So if he is implicated in the whole thing, how you can ask him, what if he would be implicated in the whole racketeering? How can you ask him to investigate it and fix it and clean it up? So the brother know what he know, just like the tower that was burnt in Marigot. He go on political platform and say he know those who are responsible for it. And the police in Dominica, I can't blame the police, my brother. I have all sympathy and empathy for the police. Because when you have a dictator on your hands, Matt, and can have his or her tentacles in every institution and manipulate and divide and rule and... My brother, we don't even know what, a lot of us in Dominica, we don't know what we are up against until it will be too late. And really and truly, Matt, I have to give thanks to you. I'm not trying, but my brother, I love you and Carlisle.
I love you too, blessings. I love you. But
so much, so no bad feelings.
No, we can agree to disagree all the time.
Blessings.
822, hello, talk to me. Hi.
Morning, Matt.
Yes.
I want to ask you a question. If a crime happens, does somebody have to tell the police to investigate the crime?
Well, sometimes the police are not aware of the crime.
Oh, okay, but in that kind of case, it looks like the crime is boiling all over the place. But you see, what I see that going on in Dominica, and people, when they hear people like me call or whatever it is there, they think I'm crazy and I just saying things. It's because I care about my country so much that I have to voice my opinion. The thing is that going down there, majority of things, if you investigate almost every government entity, my brother, there's corruption going down.
Well, we are aware of this one. And if you're aware of any other, please let me know. 823, good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
Are you there, sir?
Yes, I'm Matt. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
I look at what has happened as a broken egg, Matt. So you cannot fix a broken egg. So that thing about fixing it, I interpret it as cover it up. see what has happened and cover it up. Because once an egg has been broken, it cannot be fixed again. It's a cover-up he wants. Thank you very much.
Somebody says, Matt, the only inquiry you will see is the ongoing one. Who leaked this report to Matt and Carlisle? Oh. You could keep looking. Hello, talk to me.
Matt, the document you have is not authentic. It's not genuine.
A very genuine document.
All right. So where that allegation, you have no place there. There's nothing like allegation. The guy know what's going on. The police have to come in because, so you mean, just as you have, all you have access to the document, the police could have access to it as well.
Or they can, if they don't have right now, they can check me out. That they can do. I can give them a copy.
All right, so they can get it.
Caller, thank you very much. It's 8:24.
Hey, Matt.
Yes, sir.
Lionel here. What's happening?
Good.
Let me tell you, I'm not going to take as much time as other callers. You know already, I like to make short certain kind of points. Now, give me a hearing. You know our situation in Dominica. You know where it started off from? It started off from the disrespect to the Dominican people by Roosevelt's carried in the House of Assembly when he said, and that is not water under the bridge, and by the way, when he said, yes, Madam Speaker, this country is too free, and he said it three times.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with what we're talking about?
Well, Matt, let me just let you know that...
Yeah, I just want the link, yes.
The link is that a total breakdown has taken place from that point onwards. A total breakdown. Let me tell you, do you remember a couple of years ago when a heavy iron chest disappeared from the low court?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that there has not been a public report from the Commissioner of Police for the Dominican people who pay their taxes to be able to pay for the keeping of the registry that they, the police, are not securing adequately enough? Things have been happening, Matt, as you know. Things have been disappearing. And if our chest with cases that was probably incriminating some of certain people inside the circle, these things are very, very, very serious, Matt. And you know, you know what I find? There's an oath that the lawyers swear to when they are accepted to the bar. We must find a copy of that oath to see what it is that lawyers swear to when they are, called to the bar.
All right, we'll do that. It's 8:26. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Matt.
How are you?
Matt, good. Matt, I heard Joshua Francis mention or suggest an order from the president. I think one of the things that we're not talking about is where seem to not want to mention who the ministers were or at the point. For example, 2012, 2013, we had Charles Salvatore as the Minister of Immigration and Labor. And to even suggest that we get an order from the now President Charles Salvatore seem a little bit, not a little bit, but very, very far-fetched. I think in the report that it was mentioned that there were six different ministers. So, Matt, this thing went back all the way into 2009, because in the report, the commissioner is stating that his effort started way back in 2009. You may want to confirm that.
I don't know if you mentioned it did, but he did say some ministers, were involved. A lot of ministers are different ministers.
Well, I read the report last night, and in his report, he's saying that he went back to 2009 when he started his effort to try to clean up the process. So I think we need to start mentioning who the ministers are in chronological order.
All right, caller, thank you very much. 8:28. I know Mr. Ian Douglas is one minister. I know Mr., as you said, Charles Savre, one of the ministers, and at some point in time, there was somebody acting. Hello, talk to me.
Good morning, Matt.
Morning to you, sir.
Matt, you know, something that really caught my attention there, you know, is the mentioning of somebody who has nothing to do with the public service government, and somebody by the name of Charlie.
Uh-huh. Well, Charlie wasn't the only name mentioned.
I know.
I think you paid particular interest to Charlie.
Yes, but somebody who has no connection at all with government, as has been, you know, said.
But he's maybe a facilitator of getting the visas on behalf of these Haitian immigrants.
Yes, Matt. But Matt, does he have any connection, if anybody in there, in cabinet or in government or in?
I don't know. You'll have to ask Charlie, and Charlie is not here with me. From what I gather, he has promised to have a conversation with me, but I can't answer for Charlie. Hello, talk to me.
Well, thanks for taking my call, although I didn't finish. But shortly, I will say that if Dominica does not need Scotland Yard right now, everything going to crash. Take it from me.
Scotland Yard. You think bring them in to investigate? Hello.
Matt.
Yes.
Sometime when you broke the story and broke the story, I don't remember if it's Carly who had said, or one of your callers said, that they have been to the department and they have seen Haitian with over 15, 20 passports.
Yes.
And Matt, the question that I would like to ask the commissioner, is he not concerned that one Haitian is coming to that department with 15, 20 passports, and I'm being told it's that has been happening for over 10 years.
Well, nothing wrong with coming in 20 passports. He may be working on behalf of some of his colleagues. So he's working on behalf. So he brought the passports in. So I don't know if there's anything significantly wrong with that. So you go into Chong and, your neighbor say, take this for me and, you know, something like that. In other words, try to facilitate the movement. Maybe he have more contacts than his other Haitian counterparts. 8:30 is the morning time here. Let's take a phone call.
Matt.
Yes.
What I'm saying is the same Haitian is picking up 15, 20 passports for every Haitian. So if it has 20 Haitians that is going for it, Matt, I am the one as a Haitian bringing it. If another 20 coming, I am the one coming. If it has another 15, I am the one. So it's only that individual, only them that is picking up passports. Something you're not thinking of. Something.
Well, maybe have more contacts. That's the point I'm trying to make. Maybe have more contacts than his other Haitian counterparts. But we taking a break and we coming back.
Tablet Rosema Fini, everybody go to work and she feeling sick. Hele wee body mokai borodia. But she remember the Vianney dial 440-8600 because Quick Care makes deliveries to Roseau and environs. Eve Rosema began to sparkle again. Any more Moshe Felix, every Guamun should embrace Quick Care because you have a 10% discount to every senior citizen. Yes, Quick Care Pharmacy, Koti, Hasbro Medical Center, Eva Union Bundle Plan Willa, Suni Twa Difumo Medicine your prescription. You got in 10% discount, and even if it's two of the free they have, who still get a pay discount too. Plus, you need to show your key customer loyalty tag. Will allow gain from $15 and up of anything Kote Quick Care. You can punch once. Stop it, Silves. I know you like rum punch. Imagine me do one you can punch cool point. Who changes how to pay bundle PC Meg if your cool point has less stomach? Until doctor say it nearly punch a hole in his heart. But punch Salamoka Valley could say when you punch 20 times, you got to pay $25 off. Now, Katsala is not only for when you buy, but for any member of your family. So come join the Quick Care family. Cote Hasbro, Jordi.
We all need to feel safe, no matter what life brings our way. With United Insurance, you can be sure your vehicle, home, business, and other prized possessions are well protected. United offers a comprehensive range of general insurance solutions to suit your needs. And our excellent AM Best ratings says we have the financial strength to protect your assets. Across the Caribbean, we have a track record of helping clients get back on their feet quickly after disaster strikes, providing prompt, professional, exceptional service. So whatever life brings your way, trust United to protect the things you value most. You're in safe hands with United. For more information, contact your nearest United agent today. Call JB Charles & Company Limited at 448-2876, CAM Dupini at 448-3012, or LA Dupini & Company Limited at 448-2310. You're in safe hands with
United. Begin the change in your life. Rediscover, plan, and achieve your goals. VF Inc.'s 6 Phenomenal Caribbean Women Symposium is on January 31st, 2015 at the Carrots National Park, Portsmouth, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Come hear stories of triumph, pain, joy, and blessing from Janice Armour and
Matthew Luke, Yvonne Garraway Alexander, and Jennifer Johnson from Barbados. $300 gets you registered and includes meals, transportation, magazines, and bags. For more info on discount package prices, call us at 449-9649 or send an email to info@vfinc.org. Come celebrate the success of Caribbean women. What you can conceive, you can achieve, because God has the power to deliver what He promises. Be phenomenal.
We are back. We have the opposition leader on the line at this point in time. Mr. Lennox Linton, good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt. How are you doing?
Good. Well, I'm sure like everybody else, you've been paying close attention to the reports out of the Labour Ministry from the Labour Commissioner. Of course, you heard the Prime Minister in that report referred or describing it as racketeering of visas and work permit. He's called on the Labour Commissioner to fix it. What do you make of what you're hearing, Lennox Linton?
Before I get into that, Matt, you have had, you've had sight of this report since when?
Last week, yes.
Because I heard reference being made to the radio as far back as last week, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then yourself and your colleague, my friend Mukala John Baptist, have been reading from this report. Just reading page after page of the report, serializing it over a couple of days. Have you been able to make contact with the Labour Commissioner?
I did try. I will admit, I think it was Wednesday, making reported calls to the office, but no response there, no.
What about the Prime Minister?
No, I haven't tried, but some of my colleagues have.
Some of your colleagues have, and the response has been what?
You know, it's very difficult sometimes to make contact with the Prime Minister. So we've I imagine, been knocking on, you know.
Here's what concerns me, Matt, from a public interest point of view. Governments are supposed to take seriously the business of the people and their stewardship of public affairs. Here you have a situation where, according to the report you have been reading on the radio, on the 19th of December, a Friday, in 2014, the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of Dominica, in the company of Ministers Colin McIntyre and Reginald Ostrey, went into the office of the Labour Commissioner, and the Prime Minister in that engagement proceeded, according to the Labour Commissioner, to make certain statements. And you have been reading, Matt, at page one of that report, that what the Prime Minister described as racketeering of visas / work permits is taking place in the Division of Labor and Immigration. So he's putting that on the 19th of December, 2014, 42 days ago, to the Labor Commissioner. And it goes on to say, you indicated that while you, meaning you the Prime Minister, could investigate and have persons arrested, you are giving me, now is the Labor Commissioner, first person who is writing this report, you're giving me the chance to investigate and to fix it. So, what does this suggest to you, Matt? Clearly, the Prime Minister has said that there is racketeering of visas and work permits. He's aware of it. He has the evidence that could cause people to be arrested, but he's not involving the police. He's not doing as Joshua Francis has recommended, going to the president to empanel independent commission of inquiry to look into this matter. He is giving the responsibility to the Labour Commissioner, under whose watch there has been racketeering of visas and work permits. He's giving the Labour Commissioner now the opportunity to investigate and to fix the racketeering. Racketeering, Matt, refers to criminal activity that is performed to benefit an organization such as a crime syndicate. And examples of racketeering activity include extortion, money laundering, loan sharking, obstruction of justice, and bribery. Racketeering is always, underline the word, always associated with organized crime. So when the Prime Minister uses the term racketeering to describe what is going on with visas and work permits in the Division of Labor and Immigration of the government of the Commonwealth of Dominica, he's in fact telling you that there's organized crime within a specific department of the government operations. But what does he do? He tells the Labor Commissioner, who himself may, underline the word may, have questions to answer, to investigate the matter himself and to fix it. So we now presume, based on what has gone on, that as a result of his investigations of that matter and his attempts to fix it, his mandate now from the Prime Minister to fix it, he has come back to the Prime Minister with this report on January 12th. So follow the timeline. Friday, December the 19th is the day the Prime Minister walks into the Labour Commissioner's office. That is 42 days ago. So the Prime Minister, more than six weeks ago, was aware of racketeering of visas and work permits in the Division of Labor and Immigration. More than 6 weeks ago, he was aware of that. He made the complaint to the Labor Commissioner and requested action from the Labor Commissioner 6 weeks ago, exactly to this day, 19th of December, 2014. The Prime Minister receives a report on the 12th of January from the Labor Commissioner. That is 24 days later. So it takes the Labor Commissioner 24 days to do the investigations as requested by the Prime Minister and to do whatever fixes and to come to him now with a report. That report the Prime Minister has, it's dated the 12th of January. So now the Prime Minister has had that report now, as of today, for 18 days. This is the 30th of January. He has had the report for 18 days. And even though it's a report addressing the Prime Minister's concerns about racketeering, visas, and work permits, 18 days have gone by since the report is in his hands. 7 days have gone by since the report is in the public domain, and it has been read, and people have been commenting on it. There is not a word from the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of Dominica. And that concerns me, because I heard you reading the report, and I formed the conclusion that in the body of that report, there was evidence that the protocol, the procedure set up to protect the public interest in the issue of visas and work permits from that office, was not being followed. The commissioner claims that when the protocol was being followed, when the practice as established by regulation or law or whatever was being followed and people were being denied visas or work permits, those people were able to go to authorities higher than the Labor Commissioner and to get what they wanted, what the process did not give them because they did not qualify to receive these visas or work permits under the protocol. This matter requires urgent investigation. The Honorable Justice Francis has recommended a commission of inquiry under the Commissions of Inquiries Act urgently. Instead of the Prime Minister wanting the soft solution of the Commissioner himself investigating and fixing the problem. It is not the way you handle public business, especially where crimes have been committed. Remember, we live in a country where the Prime Minister told us he knew who set the fire at the remote location for the airport tower in Marigot last month. He knew that. But to date, the police cannot tell us what happened. The Prime Minister knows a lot of things he tells us that involves criminal conduct. But when it comes for these matters to be investigated, somehow we never get to the end of them. You have to understand, in this country that we live, the police authority do not deserve anybody's invitation to investigate crime. You cannot tell me that no police officer has heard Q95 in the last 7 days, or nobody in the police high command has become aware of what is coming out of the Labor Commissioner's office in terms of that report, so that at least two or three investigators from CID, or one or two of them, or the head honcho himself, could go and ask some questions without being asked to do so or directed so to do by the political directorate. Where crimes are committed, we expect the police authority to act. Is that fair, Matt?
Very fair.
Good. So what do we have now? We have a prime minister confirming his knowledge of racketeering of visas and work permits in the Department of Labor 42 days ago. We have a report from the Labor Commissioner at the request of the Prime Minister, which he got 24 days after he made the request for investigation and fixing. And the Prime Minister has had that report now for 18 days, and the public cannot hear a single word from the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of Dominica. And you tell me whether that represents a proper example of how the people's business is to be conducted, is to be taken stewardship of, especially where criminal activity is involved. I think, Matt, you owe the people of Dominica a duty of care to walk up to the ministry today, yourself and Carlisle, with your report. Go to the Prime Minister's office, sit down there and wait for him. The people of Dominica need to hear from him. You have access to us. We are going into the Parliament to do the people's business. You have access to us. You should give yourself and ensure that you have the same levels of access to those who have made themselves responsible for the affairs of Dominica.
All right, Mr. Lennox Linton, I'll tell you what. I'm going to get in touch with the press secretary this morning, see if you can get access to the Prime Minister. We can get an initial response to this report. Daryl Tit, I'll be calling your number in a minute. Stick around. Okay, Daryl?
Everything went well. He's okay.
Thank you. Can I see him yet?
They're just cleaning him up. He'll be out soon.
But how is he? Does he seem okay? Is he healthy?
Everything's perfect. You made a wise decision switching to Shell Helix high mileage oils. Ideal for cars with around 100,000 kilometers.
Thank you. Thank you. There you are. Come to Daddy.
Help your car feel born again with Shell Helix high mileage oils. Ask your mechanic about how they help reduce engine wear and prolong engine life. Proud drivers choose Shell Helix. Shell trademarks are used under license by Sol.
Heineken Beer and the Grand Bay Village Council present on the Boulevard. Bigger and better. Friday, 30th January from 8 p.m. Pieta Boulevard Suave. Entertainment by the first serenade. Ecstasy Band. Midnight Groovers. And the Triple K, all powered by Gator Sound. Come satisfy your appetite with fish brass, smoked meat brass. Get the real thing, a goat water, a fish water, and lots more waters will flow. Play some bingo, dominoes, win prizes. Rap on Rap Boulevard, Friday 30th, Guambe. Sponsored by Heineken Beer and the Grand Bay Village Council. You can't miss Rap, Rap the Boulevard in South.
The National Teen Pageant is the show to see on Sunday, February 8th at the stadium, with headline sponsor Caribbean Cool, local agent AC Shillingford and Company Limited, from the Portsmouth Secondary, Lucretia Wallace, sponsored by Ross University, from the Dominica Grammar School, Ketwani Joseph, sponsored by the Dominica Lotteries Commission, from the Castlebrew Secondary, Ambrosia John Baptist, sponsored by Cadrec, from the Goodwill Secondary, Stacey Thomas, sponsored by Phone Shack, from the Isaiah Thomas Secondary, Sanzara Lightwood Banks, sponsored by Domlek. From the Pierre Charles Secondary, Aniel Packett, sponsored by New India Assurance Company Limited. And from the Convent High, Tornelia Eli, sponsored by Bullseye Pharmacy. Tickets are $15 for children and $20 for adults. Available at Deepex. The National Teen Pageant, an explosion of entertainment on Sunday, February 8th from 5 p.m. at the stadium. Other sponsors are Dominica Coconut Products, Queen's Jewelry, Phillips Motor Pool, Witchard Shipping Department, Digicel, Malcolm Stevenson, & Sons, Lime, DBS Radio, Vibes Radio, and Deepex. Adults, youth, and children, you've got to be there.
Notin pour tout hat sal madame li hat sal ti garçon yan if you see Henry de Ticlose n'importe sa ti boy la ka manger il ni pou jeter a sou hat li sauce mango avec depuis la main sale bay mouillé he just wiping it on the side of his pants Notin just pour your grow up do yet goma mind take it la and the man sit down in front of a benway the old time large enamel basin and he began to wash le madame li way ele Notin ou ka lave hat Notin depuis ki tan Notin Notin pa ka di rien ki ani la ka smile avec a lave madame li ele Notin ki ka te smile chimpanzee Norton Haley is a chimpanzee smile piece. Moko jamais way on laundry detergent. Ki ka fe chim kosa. Gade yo. Amor. It makes you want to wash. Yes, Amor laundry detergent. Wholesale and retail. Agents AC Shilling for the company. Amor ka lave net, net, net. Sparkling clean. Ever usaf tout place kadi their price is better. Well, ale check out the price of Amor for yourself. Unbelievable. Aba bwa ki sal folding their arms when they see Amor coming. Fuk chilot ki sal ka feme jam yo when they see Amor coming. Amor laundry detergent. On AC Shilling. Shillingford, about two wholesale and retailers island wide.
It's the Master Mix 2015 Happy Hour. Every Thursday and Friday leading up to Carnival Monday and Tuesday. Join us at the Westerbach Sports Stadium from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Boom! C'est la vie nous! Promotions in Appleton, Big Man Thing, Holy Beer, Chebessau, Carry Beer, the Real Beer, Heineken Beer, Open Your World. Boom! C'est la vie nous! And most of all, the headline battle for Mass Dominic, Lime will be in the house. Be the winner of a handset. Top up, yes! Lots of prizes and surprises. Carnival Lovers is a free event. 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Come listen to your favorite Calypsonians for 2015. Powered by Arden Sounds. Music by DJ Cut. Presented by the Discover Dominic Authority. Boom! Mass Dominic 2015! C'est la vie nous!
We're back and we're taking your phone calls. Still trying to get in touch with, of course, our good friend Daryl Tit. Maybe he can make a direct contact with the PM on that matter here. Hello, talk to me.
Yes, Matt.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's the African brother.
Yes.
Matt, if the Interpol is now listening, we have urgent racketeer information so that they could investigate for our country because we cannot get our information and investigation done here. I think we need the assistance of the Interpol.
Well, they would have to, of course, get the permission of government before they can come in. So that's a little hurdle there. But, you know, the question is being asked. Let's just say, if a prime minister anywhere around the world knows that a crime is being committed, what does he do? The prime minister did say he is aware that a crime of racketeering is being committed. Mr. PM, why don't you do something about it? Hello, talk to me. Are you there, caller?
Hey, Matt, morning.
Morning.
Matt, besides the PM, the police need to do something about it because you all have been reading that report there for the past, couple of days, almost a week. And then when Lennox would come on the air and maybe say he's going to have some protest action, the police shows up. Now, in a situation like that where you have a crime, where you say a crime is committed, the Prime Minister admitted a crime is committed, and then you're not hearing any response from the police themselves. Because like Lennox said, the police doesn't need any direction from the political directorate. So the police should act, because when they hear little things about protests, they show up in numbers, and they're saying they haven't got resources. So let them show, they need to show up at this one, because this is a crime against the state, and they need to do something about it.
Hello, talk to me here. More telephone calls, yes?
Hello, Matt.
To you, sir.
How are you?
I'm here.
Yes. Matt, I believe that the police needs to move now. The Prime Minister, Mr. Skret, has said he has evidence, according to the report that you've been reading. Are you with me, Matt?
I'm following you.
That he has evidence. What else does the police need to move on this matter? Go to the Prime Minister, ask him for the information he has. And we're talking about racketeering, as others have said before. I mean, it's a very, very serious matter. It's a criminal activity. So, Matt, the police, the Commissioner of Police, when Coppell made a comment the other day about whatever the police felt was something that looked like a crime, the police moved. You remember that, Matt?
Yes, I remember that.
So the police must move now. The police commissioner must move on this matter, racketeering. And then, Matt, I really believe that you might say I'm putting some pressure on you. You are ready, able, willing to approach anybody, public figure, to ask them for information. It is their prerogative whether they say to you, I'm going to talk to you, I'm not going to talk to you. But let's put yourself in a position where you can say, I called the Prime Minister. I attempted to call him. Not Daryl Tit. You can call him as well. But Daryl Tit.
I'm just looking for access now.
Yes, you can call Mr. Blackmore. Mr. Blackmore is the current minister responsible for this particular area. Isn't that so, Matt?
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Ian Douglas, the immediate past minister. I'm suggesting that you put yourself in a position that you are able to see. I tried to contact Mr. Douglas. I tried to contact Mr. Blackmore. I tried to contact Mr. Skerritt. Look, I'm calling you. Can you hear the phone ringing now? But they're not answering or something of the sort because they need to give answers. Mr. Blackmore is challenging people, is attacking people or threatening people, rather, with the full force of the law. He is in the thick of this thing now. He's threatening people for protesting. And this thing is happening, and they're sitting there and staying silently. They are the people's people. We were all over the country making ourselves available to the people a few months ago. We are your servants. We cannot now be afraid of them and be intimidated by them. So I'm suggesting to you, Matt, see if you can call the people.
I will try to get some answers, Mr. James. I will, of course, promise you that. 8:55, the people want answers. Hello, talk to me.
Yes, man, good morning. I agree with Mr. James that the Justice Minister said that he will move on anybody that going to demonstrate or planning any demonstration. And I would also like to tell Coppell, get it in your head. That's the person that doesn't delete Kakara that have all those passports.
Good morning. Hello, talk to me. Telephone call here. Hello.
Yes, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Why another Libla is now living the noble legacy of the Holy Black. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hello, talk to me.
Yes, Matt. It's me again, Matt.
You're back.
Yes, Matt. You know what, Matt? We have what I refer to as a paralysis of process in Dominica, Matt. Matt, I don't know. I remember, Matt, when I commented on the passport issue, the citizenship issue with Roosevelt Skerritt, and I said once the court did not allow him to enter his passport and appear in court, the heart of the case was gone. People castigated me, Matt. Now, Matt, this is what I have to say on this issue, Matt. Matt, has any evidence been secured? Matt, most of these Haitian people probably have already left Dominica and gone other places. Secondly, Matt, one of the persons involved or one of the ministers occupying that position is currently the president, Matt. Let us suppose the inquiry turns up that when he was Minister of Labor, he was culpable in some of the matter, Matt. What are you going to do? You can't do anything. He is now the president, Matt. So, Matt, I think basically what we need, basically, is see whether we can get anything, because there is no functioning institution in Dominica anymore as regards our democracy and the protection of the public interest, Matt.
So we should just let it slide.
Beg your pardon?
So we should just let it slide.
No. We need to, even to get outside assistance in these matters, Matt, we have to get the permission of the government, Matt. And that is why, Matt, I think we can get through the legal services in St. Lucia. We can get a judge other than we have on the OECS court. We can get any other judge other than what is assigned to us. Matt, we need to get people that are not directly connected to the present system to do this stuff, Matt. Because I do not believe, Matt, that even the police commissioner, Matt, is compromised. So I would not expect them to do anything better. Even if they go now, they would bungle the job, Matt.
All right, you're already casting judgment there. 858, hello, talk to me.
Good morning.
Yes.
Yes, my suggestion, and for what I know, for a fact, that the police immigration department has a right now to pick up, round up every single nation in the entire country to check the documents. Those found guilty being prosecuted, and those who are illegal or illegal obtained the visas should be prosecuted by law and also face deportation.
All right. That may be a very difficult job, but it's a suggestion. Hello?
Matt.
Yes?
Quickly, Matt. Matt, which police officer or who in authority would have the balls, Matt, to go and say they're going to question Roosevelt Skerritt? Matt, I said something, you know, the other day. Quickly, Matt, there is an automatic perception that breeds fear, corruption, thievery, discrimination, hate. People are getting the message, Matt. The subliminal utterances from Skerritt and all the others has made these people fall in line automatically. The police are afraid in their boots. Not one police officer would say, let me go and ask Skerritt. He might get shot. We know what is happening in Dominica. What are we doing is looking for the shadow when the events are upon us, Matt. That is what I am saying. We are in a full-fledged dictatorship. We're in the region, Matt. A prime minister would have made these utterances, and it is documented, Matt. The Labour Commissioner wrote what he said. He has evidence of a crime, of racketeering, and asking the Labour Commissioner to investigate and fix it. And no police cannot move. Nobody in authority can speak, not on either side of the fence. Why, Matt, we are just deep into what we have wallowed into for so many years. I don't know if it's our pride or more fear that half of us cannot make not one move, Matt. Thank you.
You know what? A friend of mine suggested to me that too many people may be implicated in this, but we need the investigation.